News Talk 1620 WTAW this coming Tuesday. The local Better Business Bureau holds its annual Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Luncheon will recognize local businesses for their superior ethics. Tickets are still available for the event. Again, that's next Tuesday at Pebble Creek Country Club. The guest speaker is the founder and president of Spaeth Communications in Dallas. Mary Spaeth has dealt with thousands of politicians and academic gurus and entrepreneurs, among many others. I had an opportunity earlier this afternoon to visit with Mary Spaeth, and we began the conversation with her relationship with the Better Business Bureau, which goes back decades when she was working in the administration of President Ronald Reagan.
My relationship with the Better Business Bureau dates to my tenure at the Federal Trade Commission as Director of Public Affairs in President Reagan's first term. And the FTC, of course, has a big Bureau of Consumer Protection. And that brought me right into the aura of the Better Business Bureau. And actually, I started with the Better Business Bureau in Dallas and Ron Barry. And we worked together on a number of different things because it is in business's best interest to be viewed as better. And the BBB is the guardian of truth and reliability, and their ratings and their investigations and the business model that they've set up are unique. There's nothing like that. So it's a pleasure to be associated with the Better Business Bureau, both locally and at the national level, and we should be very grateful that they exist.
Well, since your first introduction to the BBB and since your days in Washington, what have you been doing for those who aren't familiar?
I had a small company, and we're the world's experts on what people hear, what they believe, and what they remember. So what we do is we turn communication on its head. Most people come to communication and their attitude is, hey, what do I want to say, or what do I think this person needs to know? But when we ask, okay, how much does your listener remember from what you say? A lot or a little? Everybody knows it's just a little. And so we're going to examine what makes people remember some things and not others, and why is that important? And it turns out for businesses, it's very important. And the good news is we have the largest library of real examples, we think, in the world, certainly in the country, which makes the teaching very impactful. And also, as you and your listeners can imagine, many of them are screamingly funny and allow us who are learning to feel very morally superior.
What have you learned from your clients along the way that you've been able to give back?
Well, the most important thing for any business is how to engage your key audiences, your employees, your customers, and in a well-run business that's in it for the long term. It's a partnership. We're not just selling things. We're building trust and a relationship, whether you're a business or a public agency or a nonprofit. And when you go into it with that kind of attitude and that kind of commitment, then it becomes a win-win, if you'll pardon a sort of truism, a 1+1=3 situation. And it's when people don't take that attitude that things get into trouble. We've been privileged to have wonderful clients over the last few years. I like to say that starting with President Reagan, my boss at the White House, I've learned far more from them than they probably ever learned for me. But again, it's a partnership where we all work on things together.
Continuing my visit with Mary Spaeth, who is this year's speaker at the Better Business Bureau's Torch Awards for Marketplace Ethics. Luncheon coming up this Tuesday. Tickets are still available. What are the things that have endured in your time with President Reagan that you still practice today?
Well, of course, one is keep a sense of humor. President Reagan knew that humor was a leadership tool, and he understood how to bond with various audiences. I was in the White House when the rumor came out he was sleeping in cabinet meetings, which I don't think was true. Mr. Baker, my boss, the chief of staff, was livid, but President Reagan thought it was hilarious. And for months, any meeting, someone would ask a question, and he'd say, could you repeat that? I must have dozed off. So he had not just a great sense of humor, but a real ability to laugh at himself.
And other examples of being proactive as well as having to deal in reaction to things that have come along the way, what did you learn in Washington that still applies today?
Well, I think there are things we learn all the time, particularly in this age of the internet and new media, is that complaints and things that go wrong scale up and go viral very quickly, and they're very hard to obliterate. So all you can really do is compete with that, that is enlist and tell the stories of things that go well, that represent the best in what you're trying to do, and get those messages out there with the images that accompany them, and compete as aggressively and as proactively as you possibly can.
And what would you tell to even potential future clients about the importance of being proactive so that it doesn't hurt as much when you have to be reactive?
Well, it's you either drive the train or it runs over you. And that's your choice today. And smart companies and smart individuals take a look at who their key audiences are, take a look at the stories they have to tell. They become master storytellers. They understand the power of image. And they use all these wonderful new channels and platforms to reach the people that they want to influence. And, you know, they realize that that life is long and some things will go well and some things won't, but you keep a long-term perspective. And if you do that, the chances are you're going to do pretty well.
Picked up your Twitter feed and noticed last night you had many comments regarding the GOP debate, the broader question being your continuing interest in politics on a national as well as a regional and state level.
Well, politics and business these days are inseparable, and our great country was founded by entrepreneurs, by people who worked hard. You have to have an economic system that rewards risk and doesn't turn it into a dirty word and understands that profit is simply the investment in the next generation. And that's how business people live. And there are unfortunately too many people today who don't understand that. They think government creates things, and it's not. It's business. It's the private sector that creates things. That's one of the things that the Better Business Bureau recognized and why it plays such an important role. Because it's not just business, it's the Better Business Bureau that adheres to a code of conduct so that people can trust it. My interest is in having candidates that I can work with who understand how to tell that story, tell the story of job creation, tell the story of what capitalism creates and contributes, and frankly make it interesting.
Continuing my visit with Mary Spaeth, who is this year's speaker at the Better Business Bureau's Torch Awards for Marketplace Ethics. Luncheon coming up this Tuesday. Tickets are still available. I don't know whether you're comfortable at this stage to endorse anybody or not endorse others in this large field of GOP presidential wannabes.
Well, I don't think anybody cares if I endorse anybody. I think we have a great group of candidates, and I know many of them. I can almost say I know all of them. But I know many of them, and I'm particularly impressed, of course, with Senator Cruz, who's a Texan. I hope Ben Carson and Carly Fiorina stay in the race. They have a lot to add. And the old medium is the messenger thing with Marshall McLuhan, and they've got a lot to say that has meaning because it comes from them. So I think we have a long road ahead of us still.
And plenty of time for everyone to get their messages out.
I sure hope so.
Was it a positive thing for Governor Perry to make his decision at the time that he did?
Oh, so unfortunate. Governor Perry, best retail politician in the country, and of course he's been talking about immigration for years and years and years and years. And I regret that he felt he should bow out, but he needs to do what's right for him. I can say one thing, though, absolutely positively as a prediction, putting on my Arnold Schwarzenegger hat, he'll be back.
I see I have about another minute to go. What have I missed that folks who are attending the luncheon should be paying attention to?
Well, I hope everybody will come to the luncheon. It's very important for the area and for the BBB. And I'd like to meet you personally. So I hope you'll come and then tell me afterwards what you thought, and we'll get a chance to at least shake hands and say hello and look to the future. So please come.
Thanks again to Mary Spaeth for the visit earlier this afternoon. She had just touched down in Austin on business, was able to visit with her. She was headed to her destination. A reminder that tickets are still available for the Torch Awards luncheon next Tuesday, sponsored by the local Better Business Bureau. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.